in making zikr. So there may be two things before you. Sometimes the Zaat, the being of Allah Ta'ala. And at times it may be His attributes. So both agreed to make zikr, keeping the presence of the being is great, and keeping the presence of His sifat, His attributes is great. One is called Zat-e-Bahat, or call it Mu'ayana, and the other is called Mushahada. So generally this keeping the presence of the being comes with abundant zikr. As you can carry on. So first you will admire the sifat. Then after some times, then Allah Ta'ala takes you to a different level, then you want to see the being of Allah Ta'ala, the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So both are great. But this needs a little bit of explanation. Perhaps it was Hadi Sahib's one murid, and he was in the throes of death, and they were prompting him to read the kalima, and he wasn't responding. Just then Hadi Sahib came in and asked what's going on. So he says to Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi, ان لوگوں کو منع کرو کہ یہ مجھے مسمی سے اسم کی طرف لے آ رہے ہیں, مسمی سے مجھے اسم کی طرف لے آ رہے ہیں. How you understand that? So many years back, there was one ustad that just got proposed, right? So the boys got to know about it. Nowadays, they get to know very quickly. So say that girl's name was, for example, Saliha, right? Now, if they read on ayat mu'mineen or mu'minati, or muslimin or muslimati, or qanitin or qanitat, or sadiqin or sadiqat, or sabirin or sabirat. So anywhere the word salihat will come, so they will read with a great, with a louder voice than the pitch that is. There will be a smirk on his face or on their face. Now, that was the prelude, right? Then, you progress, that love progresses. So the first level was the love for Saliha, right? Or say Layla, right? Right? That was the first. That was the name, right? But now, you became secluded with Layla, then do you want to know the name or you want to know the person? See? Jisko ishq se kuch waasta hua ho, wo samajhta hai. Right? So first it was the name, and then now can you be comfortable just with the name? See that? So Adi Sahib's murid, he was not at the level of Musamma, right? And when he's at the level of Musamma, they bring him to the ism, see. That's what was irritating him. So this, the ism and then the Musamma. Right? It's all stages in love, and everybody goes through it, right? Pre-marriage and marriage and post-marriage. You go through all this thing there. Majnun, they saw him writing on the ground. So Majnun himself is a very intelligent person. Like, you know, this day, if you see writings of that, then you would have said this, he's like a doctor or a professor. Such an intelligent person. So he's writing on the ground. So they ask him now, but they amused. So, Hazrat, who are you sending this letter to? So he says, there's no way for me to get access to my Layla, right? But I am now quenching the thirst of love by writing her name. Right? I can't get to her. But all that fire of love is burning with me. When that fire of love is burning, then I'm just writing the name and quenching, satisfying my thirst. So both the name and the being. The being, name and the person, right? And then the one that was in love, he doesn't have to imagine a person. Just the name, just the being, right? So if it was Layla now, you won't know. Imagine how this is how her nose looks, and this is how the toes look. No. It's just the person. So same with Allah Ta'ala, just the being of Allah Ta'ala, and that love just escalates from one level to another level. It just goes on escalating. So this love and this presence of mind comes with abundance of zikr. Right? And that's why they say that when you are secluding yourself, the beast was not secluded himself in Hira, right? Then let that be a proper seclusion. Then at that time you're not talking and you're not meeting, right? And deliberately you're not thinking of other things. It can be of ibadat as well. But at that time, you don't engage your mind in other things. Because the mind is such, لا يتوجه إلى شيئين في آن واحد. It can't focus on two things at one and the same time. So if the woman is trying to see that the milk is also boiling and the bread is toasting, and together with that she's seeing that the samosas in the fry is going on well. So from the three things, one's going to get spoiled. Either the milk will spill, or the bread will burn, or the samosas won't come right. Unless now it's a woman now, she's well trained, she's very sharp now. Eyes are here, eyes are there, eyes are there. So I tease the woman, I told me, I don't know, I got a multitasking, you know. You've got about five things to do together. And I don't know how you do it. The phone is like this. Phone is like this. They look at the child, looking at the toaster, looking at the fryer, looking at the stove, all one time. Right? But in things that are visible, you may be able to do it. But this is to do with the mind. It's to do with the mind, and to do with the epitome of love. Right? So this, today I was thinking, you know, morning I was thinking, they say, man nihaya, al-audu ilal bidaya. So they gave different explanations to nihaya, and they say, aud ilal bidaya, to come back to your origins. So they gave explanations, I'm not going to go into that explanation now, but one explanation came to me this morning. Where were you first? Before you could be here, where were you? By Allah Ta'ala, right? So you're returning from where you came, what? Al-Audu ilal Bidaya. Returning from where you came, right? And there must be a reason for that, because you say, wa inna ilayhi raji'un, right? What does it mean of return? See? You were there and you're going back there. So al-audu ilal bidaya. So kisi ke dil mein muhabbat ka chaska a gaya, the taste of love has come in. Right? Then he is flying very well. But you come here to gain the taste of love. Then you cut yourself from everything else. No talk, no discussion. Don't think about, what about Bakrid and the slaughter, but Tali Bibor will slaughter 100 goats, all that, right? And, you know, which areas we didn't cover, they also need sort of dini work, policy dini work, so that leave it one side. Now you're in the in the depths of love, right? In the depths of love that don't spoil stuff. Right? And the mind can do one thing at a time. It can't concentrate on too many things at one and the same time. Right? I ask you, right? Are you meeting your wife? Came after Hajj or something, two months, and now you are very intimate, right? Right? At that time, if you're getting some calls for the Jamaat, all that, right? Jamaat, and for the Madrasa, I say, would you appreciate that? Would you say that? No, that's also Deen Ka Kaam. Would you appreciate that? Probably appreciate that. Now, this is like a very personal time. This is very exclusive time. So I ask you, can there be anyone more exclusive and personal than Allah Ta'ala? Well, oh well. والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. These names of Allah Ta'ala are too magnificent, too glorious. And in the dua, we're supposed to be saying these words. And then, at times, our minds should be going in saying, والأول, what we are saying. والآخر والظاهر والباطن. What are we saying? What are we referring to? So because this love is too exclusive, is too pure, so at that time that there be no interruption with any other thing. It's just Allah Ta'ala. That time. Moreover, when we are learners, see. Now, sometimes the learner will think, oh, but that Buzhuk did this, and this one did that, right? You are in grade one. They are already got diplomas and degrees. So can you compare yourself with them? They are at a different level, and you are at a different level. And you will engage in all these things here, right? Because you are consumed with those things. So compared to the love of Allah Ta'ala, I ask you, what is this? These are all furu'at. These are secondary things in comparison to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Why I say this? That famous explanation they give of Mi'raj, and they say, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa طيبات, right? So this was the words of praise, introducing yourself. You know, introducing. A letter, you introduce yourself. Right? Your Majesty, so-and-so, so-and-so, right? So these are the words of introducing yourself in the divine presence. At-tahiyyatu lillah, as-salawat, at-tayyibat, right? All physical forms of ibadat, financial forms of ibadat, right? And again, every type of physical, financial, right, and spiritual type of ibadat. At-tahiyyatu lillah, as-salawatu, at-tayyibat. So that's the introduction. So when Nabi Sam said this, the response was from Allah Ta'ala, As-salamu alayka ayyuhun Nabi. Right. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right. So when Nabi Sam had observed that Allah Ta'ala's mercy and his compassion is rushing, right? So then at that time, he thought of his ummah, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. So he didn't forget the ummah at that time. So you may say that this was a very exclusive moment, right? In that exclusive moment, then why did he allow this thought? So he is at that level, right? You understand at your level, and he will be at his level. So the problem is that we read kitabs, but we don't digest. We don't try to relate to it, digest it, understand it, and understand it at our level. We understand it at the level of Nabi, where you are at the Nabi. Not even a drop in an ocean, that's a Nabi. Nabi is an ocean, and you're just a drop. In your drop, can you compare yourself to the Nabi? And more so, when you are in a training period, see, you are getting trained. So when getting trained, then leave all the other things, meetings, talkings, leave all that out. So that the work that you came for, you become deeply entrenched and deeply absorbed in that. And with that absorption, then you get a small taste of his love. Silatallahi ghaliya, you are bargaining for something that's the most precious. There can't be anything more valuable than that, right? So when there can't be anything more valuable, then you have to be very careful about this. You're allowing something else. If Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala observes that, and say, alright, go back. But kya hoga? Lillahi fi ayyamikum wa layalikum altafan khafiyatan. Yeah, certain blessings of Allah Ta'ala. Certain blessings of Allah Ta'ala. The blessings are very, very concealed. Allah fata'arradu ilaiha. That you make yourself available. Easiest way to understand this is we are 10 beggars, right? We are at the home of a wealthy person. We know he's very generous, very, very generous. If he gives, chappar paar karke dega. If he gives so much, your house won't be able to take it. Thank you so much. But what he wants to see is, are you focusing towards him or are you distracted? Are you there and you look at the plants and look at the roof, getting into casual discussion? And if he opens the door and he sees you in that state, will that be pleasing to him? So that attention must be just there, not diverted this side, not diverted this side, just there. Lillahi fi ayyamikum wa layalikum altafan khafiya ala wa ta'arradu ilayha. It's some special, special blessings. Coming sometimes at night, coming sometimes in the day, but they are coming. Allah will open the door and he'll throw. Before they should do it, now I don't see them doing it. one of the things that Tirmidhi Jamaat introduced is they got the basis from the hadith. Like, I don't know if you've seen before in the istima, after the nikah, someone will take out khajurs and they will throw. So that's nasr. The nasr is also sabit. Okay. Although one person objected, Hafiz Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullahi, as a sheikh, he threw that. So, what is this now? So as the sheikh said, had I known that you're not in agreement, then I wouldn't have done this. So he said, "Tune mauka hi kya diya? You didn't give me the chance to at least come in, nor did you ask me." So the sheikh, what he was trying to just diffuse the whole thing. He was getting angry with it. Later on, Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib was the Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Deoband, right? Before our time, right? He passed away about 74, 73. Right? And I only came to Deoband 76. So about 2 years old. So he passed away before I could come. So he asked Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi, "Is this nasr, you know, sprinkling it, just dispersing that, is this sabit?" Mufti Sahib won't show his ilm. But unless if he was pressed to show this, this hadith comes in Bihaqi street. So there is a base for this. Can't say he's got no base, there is a base for it. But as a sheikh at that time didn't argue the point that this hadith is in Bihaqi Sharif, didn't say that. At that time what he was looking at is he wants to diffuse the problem, number one. Number two, perhaps that person is also a pious person, Hafiz Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullahi. He may think perhaps that the respect of the place may require that you don't do that, you know. You're not going to throw in the masjid, be grabbing and be pushing, putting this side, that side. So he may be looking at from that angle, and therefore didn't dispute that. But it's a way to see these elders, how they carried on. And now, I must have my two cents. What do you know about hadith? Jahil kahi ka, tum aakar ke mujhe samjhate hai. What do you know? See. But how they handled, how they managed, how they diffused problems, that was something too glorious, too nice to see. So we're talking about this, right? Mushahada and Mu'ayana. Then the next article is about a dua, right? So someone is making dua like this. Allah Ta'ala, when I don't have eyes, basarat me, so Allah Ta'ala take me away. What's the point of life when I don't have eyes? Eyes is an example. Can be other gifts as well, right? I don't have this, so what's the point of life? To take me away. The other says, see, not in keeping with others. Because رَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates and He chooses. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ. In the affairs, you don't have a choice. Do you have a choice in the administration of the affairs of Allah Ta'ala? You have a choice. You don't have a choice. So understand that tum ghulam ho, you are a servant, you are a slave. When you are a slave, then remain a slave. Now you are saying, Allah, because you took my eyes away, so take me away as well. So do you have a choice? You don't have a choice in all these things here. Do you know what's better for you? Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum. There may be some things that you don't like, but it may be better for you. So you don't know what's... Wallahu ya'alamu wa antum la ta'alamun. You don't know what's better for you. Allah Ta'ala knows what is better for you. It's not your place to say these things there. So this amounts to bearing. The right thing is to ask for ease and good health. What? In yas'aluka as-sihhata wal afiya. You ask for good health and you ask for ease. Right? But your mind should be such, thereafter whatever Allah Ta'ala decides, I'll be happy. Right? But you have to show your desperation. But Allah Pak wants that you show your desperation. But mentally, you are supposed to be prepared for everything. Whatever Allah Pak decides, right, I'm going with it. That's why I don't like to make too elaborate arrangements, right? Too much preparation, too much arrangements, right? Like someone is sick now. This one here, that 20 things you did, right? To make it too elaborate, personally I don't like it. I don't say it's wrong, right? Someone does it, I won't object, right? But personally, I don't like that. Right? Do what you need to do, but ajmilu. Yes, with moderation, but not too elaborate. Because if you're doing too elaborate, right? Doing it, making elaborate arrangements and preparations, and then too it didn't work out, then you can get into a state of despondency. Everything didn't work out. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, see these elders, it's not just about khuruj here. See, it's to get the values. Yes, sifat paida karna. That's the idea. You know, sometimes in the rush for khuruj, then we are not worried about bringing those sifat in our lives. See, what's a sifat? Allah Pak views a sifat, what? Don't say, الطائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون. So what are these things? Sifat. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات. What are these? Sifat. قد أفلح. What is all this? Starting with sifat, right? الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. What is that? Sifat. So just working on the zahir and not working on the sifat, that's wrong. And just working on the sifat, the inner, and not working on the outer dimension, that's also wrong. See, both are important, and both have to be worked on. At times, the outer is more important than the inner self. And sometimes the inner self is more important than the outer. So someone is engaged in zikr, deep zikr, but he's not doing his faraz namaz. What do you say? Say, no, your inner self is very good, it's immersed in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, but that immersion is not sufficient. It has to have the outer dimension. The outer dimension is the namaz. But that is more important than the inner dimension. Otherwise you'll be sinful. And you will not be absorbed of that obligation. So the outer dimension becomes. 2 days ago we read the hadith. Alayhi jubbatun tayalisatun, right? Makfufatan bid divaj. So he had a silken robe and silken, whatever, cuffings. Cuffings. So Rabbi Sam didn't like that. So that was just the outer appearance. And now someone may think that his inner self was good, so why do you object on his outer appearance? See this, the speakers that are novices, right? And they create a lot of problems. nowadays I think it's more important for them to learn the sifats than increasing the bayans. Why? Because you're creating a confusion. Now this happened here. Man says the Christian came here, that he lost his wife, so he remarried. And after a few days, he got interested in his wife's daughter, that means his stepdaughter. He enjoyed himself with the woman, right? And after that, he got interested in the daughter. So we told him that this is haram. So now he says, no, see, it's going to be judgmental. Because now you made tawbah and made nikah. So you don't have the right now to object. Then I was thinking, is that possible that thing can happen? So one man came and told me, that's my neighbor. That Christian came from that side. So now, you see this type of talks, don't be judgmental, and how they misconstrue it. Right? So you're seeing things, not defining borders. You're not defining borders. I say, is that bayan healthy, or is it a corruption? It's corrupting people's minds. So the need for these people is, most of the young ulama, or even the modern and the young, is to go for a clean-up. Right? They need to detox their minds. Because if their minds are not detoxed, right, then their bayans contain toxin. And when they got toxin in their bayans, so what's going to happen to the people? The minds will become intoxicated, drunk. See that? So the need is now, they must go for a detox and clean their minds. Before that, this was Ali, radiallahu anhu, he saw one person giving a bayan. He asked him a couple of things. No, but you move out. You're not in a position of giving bayans. You don't know these things here. So, Ali radiallahu anhu didn't know the word. So, as I'm saying now, the modern speakers and the young, right, they must go and check. You can't stop the bayan, but they must go and check these things here. I gave a bayan, I said this thing here, I said this. Is this right or not right? Right? But something may appear to be so outwardly, it may seem so nice, you know. But it may not be right. In the Bakrid holidays, sometimes I spent 2-3 days in Nizamuddin. It's about 10 days holiday, so 3-4 days I spent. I let it coincide with my cashing my draft. See, you have to go to Delhi to cash your draft. So 2-3 things are done at one time. But where you'll stay in the markaz. Easy now. So, after Maghrib, the time is to have on a Friday, so the Jamaat, so the students that just came back, so they'll have a Kalk Mazali. So, generally it will be like this. Mona Zahir, he will start off. And Qari Dawood, right? Qari Dawood will do the whole bayan, right? So Mawlana Zahir, he can make up jokes standing on his feet, you know. Standing on his feet, as I said. Where he gets a love out of us. But the relationship, the muhabbat there, you know, that I dream to see that again. So Mawlana Zahir is introducing, and Mawlana Zahir is coming up. As Mawlana Zahir is coming up, so No, as Mawlana Dawood is coming up, Mawlana Zahid is giving an introduction. So Mawlana Zahid is saying, Kari Zahid. Yeh mere dost Kari Dawood sahab, bohut hi achche mabhi hai. Arre, kya kehna unka? Kitne achche hai. Tum samjhe bhi? Kitne achche hai. So Kari Dawood sahab, he has one eye could see. So he says, yeh sab ko ek hi aankh se dekhte hai. Sabko ek aankh se dekhta hai. But I dream to see that love, you know, mohabbat. I told my Ismail, this year, a couple of years now, must generate mohabbat. What? وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّ. Generate. I think how to generate mohabbat. The excellent person in this one was Al-Mufti Sahib. In a place like Deoban, you got 3,000 students, and you got so much of staffs, diverse mentalities. Right. And then to see that all going straight, hey, there's a task and a half of us. But he had a brain, like a genius, he had a mountain, how we can just reduce it into a antique, you know, to do it. So in that Kalguzari, on that day it was Mawlana Ubaidullah. I was understand Mawlana Ubaidullah, Sahib was the Sheikh ul Hadith at that time. And like he was the second in charge, after Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Ji, then he's in charge. Mawlana Ubaidullah Balyawi. So the students have come back, they came back, and they're giving the Kalguzari. So Mawlana Ubaidullah is also an alim. So he went through the madrasa process, alright, he went. So what were the things that we were discussing whilst we were out in Jamaat, see? So the innocently the one says, we're discussing, right, you are coming from Bihar, how does the Jamaat work in your area? Mawlana stopped him straight. You don't say these things here. Now outwardly how nice it seems, eh? Making figure of his area, getting things going. Doesn't it sound nice? Doesn't it sound? But I was shocked now that Mawlana Ubaidullah stopped him. Don't discuss this. Then he went on to say, see, you all are students. And your minds are supposed to be just in your kitab, just in your work. If you were to talk about your home, etc., then one thought will lead to the next thought. Hey, you know, I should have been at home. And next week is my cousin's nikah. You know? And you know, that walima they have, you know, they are really missing. And you know, all the friends will come. So I ask you, the mind is disrupted or not? Now, he picked it up. He picked it up straight away. So that's why I say, more than the work nowadays, with this Jamaat, with this Ramagin Bayans, more than that, they need to go for a detox. You know, the senior people now, that have gone through the mill, right, and speak to them maybe once a week, once in 2 weeks, someone that's seen all these things there and understands it so well, you know, he understands it, and as though he's Majma ul Bahrain, as though he's got the Jamaat link, and if you look at all these more Ilyas, more Yusuf, they had the Khanqa link as well. So to get it right, you need the both the flavors. Because the beginning is how it started, right? They had the Jamaat link and they had the Khanqa link. Now, to separate one from the other is as though to say, these elders that you all didn't know. Today we understand that it must be just Jamaat and nothing else. That means you're making an allegation against these people. So then you won't get that color, you won't get that rubbing, you won't get that flavor. So it'll be work, but dry. See that? Mohabbat ka chaska. So, in baro ki jutiyo ko seedhi karne se milti hai. I used to observe my grandson, Dawood Barakatuh. I used to see him. For all the years I used to see him in the murgas, simple talk, and nobody used to think much of him. But his simplicity, the advantage he had, he was all throughout he was teaching kitabs. Throughout he was teaching kitabs. And he was doing jamaat work. So he was teaching for, I think, for about 60 years, 60 some odd years. He taught and he was doing. So his understanding is ala basira, what? Of the work is not just customary. It's with sight. He saw it really well. He saw the elders there. He seen the kitabs. And the feather on his cap was, he had a lot of humility. He's now his talk is simple, winking his eyes and shaking his head. Up to now, but now he captured the world. See that simplicity, got Majmu'ul Bahrain. Now we go on one side, just do the jamaat. That other aspect is lost, so you don't see the effect. Are you wondering? People are not listening. But only eight musallis are coming. But are you doing it like how they want? They did it. They're crying, they're zikr, they're ta'alluq with the elders, they're touched with the kitabs. Are you doing it like that? So you're complaining about them, but do you complain about yourself? Okay, make up say nikar ra'am. It's easy to just shift the blame onto the next person, but to assume the blame, you know, I'm wrong also. I need to correct myself. These are the areas that I need to work on. Am I working on that area? So this last article is about dua, right? And how the mind should be. So you ask, you beg Allah Ta'ala, in yasaluka sihata wal iffata, for good health, right? And ease, what? Good health and ease, you ask it. And in the hadith it comes, al-iffata wal-afiya, al-sihata wal-afiya. And afiya is the greatest dua after iman. Afiya, ease. Because you need ease in this life, in the qabr, in the hereafter. Don't need ease. So, at every level of your life, you need ease. So afiyat is the most comprehensive. Father Muhammad Sahib used to very frequently make the dua for afwa and afiyah. What? Af and afiyah. Forgiveness and ease. What? Forgiveness and ease. So this dua is to make it very often. You know, it may just coincide with the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And that's why I say we need these people. Sit by them, sometimes read the malfuzat, etc. Read all these things there. But now, you got a mindset now, let's do this. And then you don't subject yourself to anybody. Then, for shaykh who are shaitan. See now, it's easy to push the blame for the next person. But to assume the blame yourself, you know, meri bhi kota hi hai. Is that an easy thing or difficulty nowadays? Very difficult. Nobody has to assume blame. Yeah, he is the wrong, he is a spanner in the works, he spoiled it. But what wrong I committed? A lot of things you make figure, you observe nicely, you begin to understand. But now we don't have the time for that. See? We just want deen to be at our service. Right? Is that the right thing? Deen must be at our service. So deen is independent. Allah Ta'ala's deen. Allah is independent, samad, right? So deen is not in need. We are in need. So we need to show the dependence of deen. So Allah says, now this type of dua, now you take fukha in my eyes, so take me away. But you're not in a position to decide. That is Allah Ta'ala. He'll decide. You will ask for ease, right? And who knows, in the state you are, right, that may be the way for your progress, right? The state that you are in That may be the way for your progress. Someone is in poverty, but he's content, right? He's happy with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. So that may be the way Allah Pak chooses for you, for your progress. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ You can't decide. Allah Pak gave him wealth, right? So that may be the way that Allah Pak has chosen for his progress. Allah Pak has given him health. So that may be the way Allah Pak chose for him, right? Allah Pak has deprived him of health. So that may be the way that Allah Pak has chosen for him, for his progress. So that we mustn't decide. He's given it. You ask for ease, you ask for good health, you ask for prosperity, right? You ask for these things. But thereafter, Allah, I ask for these things, why are you not giving me? You don't have the right. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ I'm asking so long, and you're not answering my dua. So you don't have the right to do that. Yes, you show your desperation, show your need, and in your mind, you're showing desperation. But you have that iman, so Allah will decide. So whatever He decides, Allah give me that heart to be happy with your decision. So now that brings a closure to everything. Right? So now we did the treatment and everything, right? Person died. You will feel the pain and the agony. You are human, you will feel, right? But when you ask, when you make dua, and mentally you prepared yourself, that that is what Allah Pak chose, that was the better thing. What Allah Pak has chosen, that was the better thing, right? See, Allah Pak says, لَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابُ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Right? Don't be like the kitabis. Don't be like the kitabis. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ They had long lives, right? And as a result, their hearts became hard. See? Now let's understand this thing in context. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ See? If it is that you are living average, right? So, when there's an encounter at the beginning, right? So you get affected, right? There's an encounter, you get affected, start crying, making tawbah, correcting yourself, right? That is not at the beginning. But now, if you've got a long life, and now you come across encounters all the time, then it's possible you become immune. Right? You won't respond to it like you responded initially. Initially you cried, you asked Allah Ta'ala's assistance, help, etc. Right? But now you have a very lengthy life. And a lengthy life with all these different trials. Right? Then say, one of those things now. So you're not crying, you're not pleading, you're not showing desperation. So that's the indication of qasat qulubhum. See, the hearts then became hard. See. Now, it's a lengthy life. I'm just showing one example, right? So you saw the person doing wrong, right? So when you saw the person doing wrong, it was affected. Saw some indecent affair, right? You heard about it or you saw it, came across it, and you became affected, right? But now you hear about these things all the time, then now are you affected? See that? Now you don't become affected like the first encounter. First encounter was different. And then a continuous, and then your heart becomes hardened. You are not responsive as you were at the beginning. You're not going to have the same response. So, that's why I say, that you go for a treatment, but just keep it to the level of moderation. And give it, hand it to Allah Ta'ala. But if you want to go the full way, and it didn't happen like you envisaged and imagined, then you have complaints. I did this, I did this, I did this, and it still didn't work out. Everything I did, I put the taweez, I read the dua, I read Salatul Hajat, I read Ya Shafi, and all that, a million times I read, Istighfar I read, but it didn't work out. Now, will you be pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala? I have complaints. I did all these things, I put everything in place, but then why didn't it work out? Is it your place to ask Allah Ta'ala, why didn't you make it work? Is that your place? See? But if you did things moderately, so you say, alright, I did something moderately, and I'm not Allah Pak. Allah Pak is a doer. He wanted it to happen, it happened, and he didn't want it to happen, it didn't happen. End of the story. What they say, Pelil and Daba, what? Kya kehte? You know the Tajweez, it was. It's finished. Let's move on. So to ask Allah Ta'ala is adab, it's abdiyat, right? To ask Allah Ta'ala. Right? And to make this type of statements, you know, to make this type of sweeping, fleeting statements is against adab. We're talking about Al-Mu Ilyas, I just missed that out, right? See how he prepared the minds. Right? You all think, you know, he just sent Jamaat, you know, he also was promoting love, right? So sometimes there's a worker and an ustad or a student, and they have a quarrel, right? Now, how you sort it out? You have this thing here, yeah? A worker, and you have a student or an ustad. Right? And both are having it out. So how do they sort it out? So he called the worker on the side. You're jahil, you don't know, you can't Quran see properly, and you fighting with this person here, the whole day and night is in call Allah, call Rasul. What's your brain going to? So he's talking to him on a different note. This is a gist now. The approach may have been different, but that's a gist. So then he speaks to the alim and he says, we're just looking out with a small class here. He is making a roti and salan for 500 mihman that come every day here. See, what khidmat you doing? One small 10 children that you're working on them, and you think too much of yourself. He is looking out at 500 mihman. You know, feeding them the breakfast, feeding them the supper. He's crying. And both are hugging each other in his mouth. But you see what they were doing. See, there was Jamaat, there was also promoted love. But then, all had that respect for Mawlana, for them to respond in that way. And if they didn't have that type of respect and love, would they have responded like that? So he said, Mawlana is staying on Jamaat. So they come back, everything. Say 3 days. We fasted for the 3 days. Did all the amal. Stood up with tahajjud, right? Lekin ek aadmi bhi nahi aaya. One person didn't come. So, Mawla would tell the Jamaat, jo kaam tumhe supur kar diya gaya, aapne tumhe kar liya. To phir mayusi, or pareshani, kya zarurat? The other Jamaat will come and they will say, you know, hey, we spent the 3 days, the masjid was choked, no police in the masjid. Cash Jamaats, Udhar Jamaats, just moving out. You know, seeing the police, you know, like buzzing with zikr, Quran Sharif, just moving, you know. Are kaam karne ka maidan to masjid ke bahar hai, کتنے حضرات ابھی تک مسجد سے باہر رہ گئے، وہ ابھی تک آئے نہیں، ان کے اوپر محنت کی ہے. دنیو سے شیطان کے مارنے کے دو راستے ہیں. شیطان بریکس یو ان ٹو ویز، سم ٹائم ہی بریکس یو وتھ ڈسپونڈنسی اینڈ سم ٹائم ہی بریکس یو وتھ پرائڈ. سو دا فرسٹ پرسن، فرسٹ گروپ، دے ویئر کمنگ ٹو دا برم، دے ویئر برمنگ وتھ ڈسپونڈنسی، سو ٹو ڈسٹروائے دیٹ. اینڈ دا ادر، دا سیکنڈ ون از دے سی فلائنگ ناؤ. سو دے کوڈ ہیو بین boarding the ship of arrogance and pride, attitude. And both these things here destroy your progress. So they have to be corrected, and they have to be corrected. So you see the Hanka dimension. You see the Hanka dimension. So the work from the beginning is amalgamated with the Hanka. When someone is separated, then he is doing a disservice. He hasn't understood as more Ilyas Sahib, حضرت مولانا یوسف صاحب، حضرت مولانا انعام الحسن صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، دے رائٹنگ اباؤٹ حضرت مولانا انعام الحسن صاحب، ذکرز وڈ ٹیک 7 hours، سیون آورس. دیر واز ناٹ رمضان، بٹ رمضان وی گو بہائنڈ، رائٹ؟ دیر واز ہز روٹین 7 hours، اینڈ ود آل دیٹ 16-17 sifara every day. See that, the Khanqa dimension. So then the effect, the work will have that effect. His zikr is like that, Quran Sharif is like that, right? And his personal taqwa, as though he doesn't know what in his records, there's no such a thing like layani. There's no such a thing like layani. So then Allah Pak takes the work. So now you want to remove these people from the equation and do what your nafs says, do what your mind says, then for shaykhu as shaytan, and shuzan nafs. Allah bakhtu fi nasib.